Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. In Serbia, one of Beijing's closest European allies and a handful of other friendly countries, China is providing on-the-ground guidance to help battle the coronavirus. The outreach is part of a wider push by Beijing to assert global leadership in battling COVID-19 after facing criticism from Washington. Beijing has also sent medical teams to Cambodia, Iran, Iraq, Laos, Pakistan, Venezuela, and Italy. Indian Council of Medical Research has issued an advisory to carry out rapid tests on all influenza-like illnesses reported from containment zones, large migration gatherings, or evacuee centers. However, in light of testing on such massive scales, India is staring at a new problem, shortage of rapid test kits. Along with kits, personal protective equipment, which are the first line of defense for frontline health workers, are also in short supply. Life Insurance Corporation has made a few key announcements for the benefit of policyholders amid the ongoing lockdown. The announcements range from extending the date of premium payment to revival of policies. It has announced an extension of 30 days for payment of premiums due in March and April. LIC extended the deadline, keeping in mind the hardships faced by people. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on April 2nd had announced a one-time relief assistance package of Rs 5,000 for auto rickshaw, e-rickshaw, Grameen Seva vehicle drivers. This amount was to be given to compensate for the losses they suffered due to the 21-day lockdown. The Delhi government has now announced that the process of direct transfer of the amount promised would start from today. OPEC and allies led by Russia agreed yesterday to a record cut in output to prop up oil prices amid the coronavirus pandemic in an unprecedented deal with fellow oil nations, including the US, that could curb global oil supply by 20%. Measures to slow the spread of the virus have destroyed demand for fuel and driven down oil prices, straining budgets of oil producers and hammering the US shale industry. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson left hospital yesterday and thanked staff for saving his life from COVID-19, but his government was forced to defend its response to the coronavirus outbreak as the national death toll passed 10,000. He will continue his recovery at Chequers, the official Prime Ministerial country residence northwest of London. Health Minister Matt Hancock said there was no advice on when he would return to work and it would be a clinical decision. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.